Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Kiana giving you a call back from Roadside Assistance. Is this Mr. Howard?
Yes.
Hey, so Mr. Howard, I have reached out to all of our providers. We have a list, which is our contracted list. I have reached out to all of our providers on our contracted list, and I got different providers telling me different things on, how the situation can be handled, but I don't have any provider that's able to assist. So one provider stated that he can assist, but he said the vehicle would have to be dragged out of the park, out of the parking garage first, because he don't have a vehicle that'll be able to fit in there. And he said that's really the only solution on to getting the vehicle out, being that your tire rod is messed up. I had another provider that told me that a wheel lift can fit into the garage, but he didn't have a wheel lift, so he wasn't able to assist. I had another provider that had a wheel lift that could fit into the garage, but he said he preferred not to do it. He said it would need, he preferred for the vehicle to be taken out of the garage first, and then he can tow it that way. So basically, everybody that I have reached out to, I don't have anyone that either they don't have the right size truck that can fit into the garage, or they don't want to, they don't want to do it and, have to, because it takes too much labor for them to do it. So I can't find anyone who's willing to do it for you. And the only provider that I was able to find who can do it, but he said it would have to be first dragged out of the garage in order for him to assist.
Yeah, and I can't do that. My tires is like about to pop off, like literally.
Yep, and that's what he was explaining to me, because we was on the phone for a minute, and he said that's gonna be it's gonna be kind of hard for you to find someone, because of course, due to the situation of your tire, and then also with it being inside a garage.
You seen someone
But based off what most of the providers are telling me, it sounds like that it'll be a better chance if you get someone who has a wheel lift, because they saying that they're not, they don't, everyone that I have called doesn't have the right type of truck that's needed. So I guess your better chance will be with a wheel lift truck, the one that, can pull the vehicle. They said that that should fit into that garage if the clearance is 8 feet.
Okay. And how I go back and doing that, like this is only like I got paying my money for this type of insurance, so I don't know how I have to call a AAA or something like that.
Right, I get what you're saying, but I literally have called everybody on our list. It's not that we don't have providers, because we do, but it's also because of the situation that you're in. For one, it's inside of a parking garage, and then for two, your tire is messed
What's the
up.
first floor? Like it's right up there. Like it's right. Like when they pull in, they can just like grab
Yes, sir. And you don't have a way to pull it out of the garage or push it out of the garage? You don't have anyone that can help you do that?
I can't. If I move my tires, the tires gonna pop off. Like I talked to my supervisor. We've seen people that can, but towing people cars out of here before.
Yeah, it's not that your car can't get towed, but it's also because of your tire. So just because you have seen people that have had their vehicle towed, they probably was in a different situation. So everybody's situation is different.
So y'all don't have no will and nothing like that, like no things like that.
I have asked several providers, do they have a wheel lift? They're saying no, they only have a flatbed, and a flatbed cannot fit inside the garage. Either you need a low clearance tow truck, or some providers have recommended that you'll need a wheel lift. Now, with a low clearance tow truck, nobody that I have called had a low clearance tow truck. So it'll either be between a flatbed or a wheel lift. And of course, a flatbed can't fit.
Uh, My supervisor said you can send a flatbed because it's gonna fit in here.
They're not gonna do it. I already tried that as well. I had one provider. He said he only have a flatbed. I asked him would he be willing to go out there with the flatbed and see would he be able to do it. He said no, he's not gonna do it.
So you said you have one person that got a wheel lift thing.
So I have a provider who has a wheel lift, but he said that he's not coming into the garage. So it really depends on the provider. We have some providers, I'm sorry, they I can't really say over the phone, but it's up to them what they want to do. So he has a wheel lift, but he said he's not coming into the garage with the wheel lift. It'll have to be dragged out.
It's not, cover is not covered. It's not even
lifted.
It's not in the garage. It's like a surface light. Right there on the edge. It's not inside the garage.
But they would have to get into it, right? He said the clearance is 8 feet. So if they have to get into the garage, they would have to have the right size tow truck.
The front part is
access.
You can access it tow truck can get in the front area of the garage. They just can't get on the second floor. He's parked on the first floor. We have tow trucks that come in and out the first floor that can. They have access in the garage. We have clearance through our bar, and they can get in the front entrance of our garage.
And they came through with a regular flatbed?
No. Yeah, they came through with a flatbed and a wheel.
Okay, that's strange because I've never heard of anybody that came through a garage with a regular flatbed. It'll either be a low clearance tow truck, which is the low flatbed type of truck, or either a wheel lift, like, you know, one of the providers suggested. But with a regular flatbed, I don't think that a regular flatbed will be able to get inside of the garage. And that's what I'm saying. I don't have anyone that has a low clearance flatbed. I only have someone that has a regular flatbed. Those are two type of trucks.
So are you worried about them not being to lift the car or not having enough room to lift the car?
It's not with a regular flatbed, they're not going to have enough room. So a regular flatbed sits high. A low clearance flatbed sits low. I don't have anyone that has a low clearance flatbed.
So the highest, what is the highest?
A regular flatbed truck is just a regular size flatbed. It sits kind of high. I mean, I can keep looking for him and see what I'm able to find.
What can the regular flatbed clear?
I don't know that off the top of my head, but everyone that has a regular flatbed are saying that that flatbed is not going to be able to fit. Again, if you would like, I can keep looking and see what I'm able to find. I just wanted to give him a call and update him on, you know, what's currently going on and the feedback that I'm getting from these providers.
Okay, but you don't necessarily know what their clearance is?
Not for a regular flatbed. I don't know what a regular flatbed clearance is, but they're saying that it's not going to fit.
If they're saying they can't clear it, how would they know if they can clear it or not without their clearance number?
Well, with a regular flatbed, usually a regular flatbed does not fit into a garage. That's with any garage. A regular flatbed, it sits up too high. You'll have to have a low clearance flatbed truck to go inside a garage. That's with any garage.
Okay, well, can you keep calling and checking?
I can. We'll see if we can try to find someone.
It's literally right there before you even get into the garage, before the garage even cuts into the clearance. So it's accessible.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about